Hi everyone, and welcome to Pink Prints by Avant-Garde Search. Today we are so fortunate to have this business entrepreneur woman with us today. Her name is Henrietta. So welcome, Henrietta.
Thank you so much. I am happy to be in your studio here in Oslo.
That's good. And how are you? Are you doing good?
Yeah, I am. I've had a really busy week. I just came out yesterday from having a speech at BI, Norwegian Business School. And I was, I've been practicing for that for a long time. It was a big day yesterday. So now I feel like it's like anti-climax, you know. You know, you do this big thing and you prepare, you're nervous, your nerves are shaking. And when you're done, it's such a good feeling. And now I'm like trying to
relax a bit.
Yeah.
That's good that you're here though.
Yeah.
We can speak about you and you can talk more about yourself and maybe just do the same presentation that you did at BI yesterday.
Oh, no, I don't have my cards. I actually did a mistake yesterday. I did my speech actually twice. So I went to an event with Stack by Me, which you have also recruited for.
Yes.
And I did my speech. It went well. And then I forgot my cards.
Oh.
And, you know, you need them for safety, right? So I needed to spend the whole morning after, the day before I was giving the speech.
Mm-hmm.
I had so little time and I needed to write them again.
Oh,
but it did well?
Yeah.
Yeah. It went well.
That's good. That's good. So I'm quite interested because you're having a podcast yourself. It's called Business Talk with Henrietta. And you speak with all these inspiring and interesting women. That's female entrepreneurship. That's like the main goal of the podcast, right?
Yes.
Get women into just becoming an entrepreneur and starting your own company, taking the leap, doing what you want to do.
Mm.
So maybe you can tell us a bit more about how you ended up doing the podcast.
Mm. Of course, I would love to. It started really like every business starts, right? You have a dream and you have a why, you have a calling, you have something you need to solve to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what happened to me when I felt something on my body which I needed to solve. So I was actually, I'm coming from an education within real estate
mm-hmm.
and leadership. So I've studied at BI and Copenhagen Business School. So when I was done with my education, I thought, okay, I need to get a full-time job. I need to do what everyone says that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of landed my dream job, but it wasn't really how I thought it would be. I was surrounding myself with, I felt I was at the wrong place
mm-hmm.
with the wrong people. All the people around me were men in their 40s,
mm-hmm.
and no offense to those people, but I felt like I was at the wrong place and I didn't
feel something was missing perhaps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt something was missing and that was kind of a hole I was trying to fill myself. So I tried to find someone to talk about it with, someone to share my worries and my concerns and dreams and goals, and I couldn't find anyone of them in my company. And I was working in tech,
mm-hmm.
Property technology, and I opened up my LinkedIn. And I just searched for cool women in the real estate industry and in the tech industry. And I started also researching in the tech industry in general, where I saw that 1 out of 5 entrepreneurs are women.
Mm-hmm.
But only 0.1% of the risk capital goes into female-founded teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, why is this? And actually, when there are teams with both men and women,
mm-hmm.
they tend to be more profitable than pure male teams and pure women teams. But anyway, so I got interested in the entrepreneurship space and I met up with so many women.
Mm-hmm.
And I just reached out to them.
Mm-hmm.
The first woman I reached out to was nominated as the most talented woman in the Danish real estate industry.
Oh, wow.
And I was so scared to reach out to her. I was shaking writing her that message on LinkedIn. But I asked her for a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And we met up, and that was my first yes, you know,
mm.
when you have that first yes. And then we spoke, and I met up with more women, and I learned so much. And then someone tapped me on my shoulder and said, you should start a podcast. And then I was, you know, a podcast, like if you have a podcast, that is way beyond. That is like something you do when you are big influencer or a movie star or whatever. But I just figure out the technical stuff and I started in January 2022.
Oh.
Yeah.
So oh, it's just a year old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's been growing so fast.
Yeah.
Because I managed to attract really cool guests from early on. And it just grew and grew. And now I realized what gave me energy mm-hmm. and what drained me. Because I did this on the side of my full-time job. It was so much work.
Yeah.
I was working day and night, honestly. But I just needed to do it because I had this calling.
I wanted, felt that this was right.
This was right.
Yeah.
I needed to promote the role models that I felt that I lacked when I was working. So when I did that, I got so many responses and people were like, wow, this is so inspiring, both my journey that I just did it and also the journeys of the women that I interview. Because when it's actually studied that women need role models, it's actually researched that we women are more prone and we need more role models to see that someone actually has paved the way before us. So that was my mission, my calling. And I, after this year, I worked for free, of course, with the podcast, and I quit my job.
You quit your job?
Yeah.
Good for you. Chasing the dream.
Yeah, but I guess it all depends on what your goal is, right?
Yeah, so, almost definitely.
So if you have a goal of getting a career and, you know, you want to work in the corporates, of course, that's really cool as well. But I wanted to start my own company.
Yeah.
So I did that.
And the new company is called?
Yeah, so I know now I have a AS.
Yeah?
Business Henrietta.
Business Henrietta.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know. This was something that was coming to my mind, like, boop, this Business Henrietta. That was when I started my Instagram account back in December 2021.
Yeah.
And then it just has to be. Because business, okay, you can make business, but it's like my name. And I want to make this bigger. But right now, it's Business Henrietta, and we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Exciting things. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really, really interesting that you're having your own company, you're starting an AS, you have Business Henrietta. It's really nice. But like, what are your plans with recruitment? Are you starting this business on your own, which you are, but are you getting people on board really quickly, or are you trying to like give this business some legs to walk on before you try and get in some people?
Well, I think it's a mix between the things that I know that I need to delegate, or, you know, all the tasks that is evolving and coming up. It's so much right now that I need to have someone to help me and be on my team. And I just really want to find someone I can trust and partner up with.
Mm.
Someone who can do the stuff that I also think is boring.
Yeah.
I'm actually right now looking for a podcast editor and video editor.
Mm-hmm.
I can, you know.
Because you're filming your podcast as well.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, oh, that's nice.
So I'm filming with my iPhone and just making reels on Instagram. It has a good reach. So that's a nice way of also market and brand a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. And I want to have someone, who can help me with that. And also potentially be like a partner where they can help me in like selling in ads for the podcast, right? Because that's my business. That's how I earn money. Right now, I need to have more money so that I can also put more money in people helping me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously, this is going to be women going into your company, right?
I actually had a chat with someone about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't want to discriminate. I don't like to be like, this is only for women. I have about 20% men who listens to my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that number to increase.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of interviewing men soon.
Yeah.
I want to be including.
That's good.
And I wanted to, you know, every founder story is interesting, regardless of it's a male or a female. What we need to solve in this problem of that females don't get enough funding and it's female empowerment is that we need to, we also need to be including and open up for the networks with men, because we can learn so much from each other.
Yeah.
And that's why I think diverse teams are so much more giving, valuable, and profitable.
Yeah, and I also think, like, for growth, you need someone with the right mindset, and nevertheless, which gender you are, if you're interested in building a business, then you need to open up for everyone, basically. And that's something that we're trying to do at Avantgarde Search as well. We're trying to have, like, this open-minded thing where we hire, not depending on your resume or your CV or who you what you've done, but basically who you are as a person and what you can do with the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also that's a great mindset to have when you hire people. Like, you're hiring the person, not what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's more or less of what they can do in the future together with you to grow together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I think that's a good point of view to have when you hire someone. And especially when it's your own business, you really want people to, as you say, as a partner.
Yeah.
And then you need them to have the right mindset that you do and just be super, super interesting and the same values.
But isn't that really hard? Just a question to you, like, as a recruiter, why is it, do you find the people who are in the same mission as the company? Because when you have your own company, you work for yourself, you work for your own goals and dreams, and I just want to build this empire, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're working for someone else, you're working for them and building their empire. So how can you find, isn't that a challenge? Finding someone who is in that vision of building someone else's empire?
Yeah, it is. It's super, super tricky. And that's one of the reasons we try with all of our clients, just to really get to know them. We ask them about the social life. We ask them about the culture and the environment and everything after work, because it's not that important what tasks you're going to do. Like, everybody could be like a developer or anything like that, but not everybody is fitting into a team of 3 or 18 or 25. It don't depend on that. It depends on just basically who the person is and what they want to do. And I think also it's the tricky part is getting the match between the company's values and the person's values.
Mm.
So it's quite tricky, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
But that's interesting, Arietta. You're hiring people, looking for a partner, looking for new people to join you. And this is all in Denmark, or is it in Norway?
So my company is registered in Norway.
Yeah.
But I live in Denmark, in Copenhagen.
In Copenhagen, yeah.
Yes. That's because I feel like I can be more myself there.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like there's a less janteloven.
Yeah.
And I like to be abroad.
Yeah.
I want to go abroad sooner. I'm going to New York soon. I want to. That's my dream and my goal. But I want to have someone. I can work with someone both in Oslo and or in Norway. Or in, like, I can work from literally with anyone from everywhere in the world, because we can be digital.
Yeah.
So it doesn't depend on where you live, as long as you have a Mac and or a computer, not necessarily a Mac, but as long as you can chat online, I'm really flexible there.
Yeah,
I think remote
really
working is really, really given us a good opportunity, because you're able to actually have access to the best people in the whole wide world.
Yes.
And all the tools that we have, and the way, the freedom. A really important value for me is freedom.
Mm.
I want to be free and able to work from everywhere in the world. And I cannot do that if I'm just stuck in one place.
Mm.
So having the digital way of working is what I'm aiming for.
It's really important.
Yes.
And I think despite the pandemic's negative effects on people, I think also one of the positive things that came out of it was that people actually opened up and understood that you don't have to do all these meetings in person. You can actually just do it on Teams or Zoom or Meet or whatever you use. And that also means that teams can be built up all around the world, just as you say. You can have, like, your leader can stay in New York and you can live in Copenhagen, and your yeah, just your co-workers everywhere, and you have all the different cultures, you have the diversity, you get everything,
mm-hmm.
which is really, really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when we talk about growth, It's always important to grow a business. You can't stay in the same place, just as you said, you can't be stuck somewhere. But how do you compare like your personal growth to the business growth that you are experiencing right now?
Yes, definitely. And this is kind of a question or a thing that I work with every day. Like work with being sane in myself when there is so much happening, right? I am just coming out of a busy week. Like I have packed meetings, speeches, events, and you're nervous and you need to perform and you need to, you know, do all this stuff. But at the same time, when you feel like you're tired and you need to be alone, like remember to prioritize what is most important for you right now. And that was what I was working with together with a coach, actually. So that is kind of also how I've had success, because I've been really, it's really important for me that what I do is in line with my values. So it's really hard for me because I also have FOMO, so I want to join in on everything. But then I get tired. And my biggest fear is to be burned out. It's such a big fear for me because I know that I'm can be all over the place, but I also need to focus. So that is the thing about business, turning personal growth into business, is that what are you focusing on right now? What is your focus? Right? So right now I've had a focus on sales, landing deals, getting some money in the bank. You know, money talks. I need to live, I need to pay my rent. But of course, making meaningful deals and deals that are helping my followers and listeners. And then another focus could be booking guests and really perform on recording. Another point could be, focusing on being out there, being on events, networking. But in all these events and all these things happening, I really work with myself to be present. I want to enjoy every moment because I don't want to think about what happened and what's going to happen. I just want to be here. And that's something I struggle with every day. But I feel like I'm enjoying this right now. So it's good.
That's good. Is it like a feeling of like wanting to be everywhere at once? And then, as you said, like with the FOMO and then missing out on something. And then you do an event and then you, oh shit, I have a podcast coming up tomorrow with a really interesting lady. And just maybe, as you say, like keep yourself sane is important for your personal growth. And
so what I do, I always, I forgot it this morning, actually. I always keep my notebook with me and I try to be grateful for everything.
Even the smallest things.
Like I'm grateful for having a healthy body. I'm grateful for being able to speak. I'm grateful for being able to travel here. I'm grateful for having a family that loves me. And those are kind of the fundamental things that you normally don't think about. Like when you get those no's or you have a bad day and try to think about, okay, you've actually reached very far already. So be grateful for that as well.
That's true. And I also think it's, if you flip it around, being grateful for small things also makes you quite humble. Because you've had so success with the podcast and everything. So staying, if you're grateful for everything, like even the tiniest things, like, oh, I woke up today and I feel good, will actually help you stay humble in landing this great big deal, which I think you are. You have had so success and you seem so humble and you have the best energy in this room, I think.
Thank you. Thank you. That's also something I'm grateful for. What are you grateful for?
tricky question. I'm grateful for... I don't think I've ever answered that question before.
Maybe you should start.
Maybe I should start. Maybe I should start writing notes and now being like grateful for small things.
Yeah. So what I do is like I write three things that I'm grateful for and three things that will make today great.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. And also a daily affirmation.
Yeah.
What do you want to be today?
Okay.
I'm powerful. I'm strong. I'm nice. I'm humble. I'm cool. You know?
Yeah.
Say those things to yourself. But today, I can fucking nail this. You can say to yourself today, like, today would be, I'm the greatest podcast host.
Yeah. Right? That's really cool. Because one of the things I really wanted to end this podcast with is, what are your, like, your tips and tricks for other women out there or girls who really want to go into the tech business or start their own company? Or what are, like, your main tip? How do you begin?
How do you begin? So it's, how do you begin? It's just to begin.
Yeah.
That is kind of also what I'm preaching.
Yeah.
There will never be the right time. And I'm speaking of experience here. I've interviewed over, soon 60 women. And they all say that the timing is never right. You cannot just go and think about, oh, I wanted to start that project. I wanted to start that business. But I'm just waiting for the right moment.
Mm.
The moment will never come. You need to create the moment yourself. You need to pick up that phone, call that person, write that message, ask for that coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start moving things, because that's when the things is going to happen. Right? So if you want to build a podcast business, say that you want to do that. So what I did, I just reached out to that woman. And then I also started to network with entrepreneurs and asked them, would you join me for my first podcast episode? And suddenly one of them said yes.
Because you gotta get a some no's before you get a yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But then don't let the no's get into you.
Mm.
It's like, okay, a no, then it's just a closer step to yes.
Yes.
I think that also come from my sales mindset.
Yeah.
I have been working a lot in sales as well. And I think that is like, you just need to build that harsh skin. And no, don't take the no's personally.
Mm. But just move on to the next.
Just move on to the next. Yeah. Start. Get things moving. Know that the moment will not come. Just start.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it. Sorry my language. But I want to... That's what I'm like... Yeah. And if you need someone to push you, write me. Business Henrietta. And I can be your coach.
Awesome. So, Henrietta, thank you so much for coming here today. It's been really inspiring listening to all that you've accomplished so far, and it's going to be so exciting to see what the next step will be.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a really nice talk. And awesome. Good luck with your recruitments and everything.
Thank you. We'll stay in touch.
We'll stay in touch. Yeah.